Hello, everyone. This is Austin Bellino, the host of the educational podcast, Culture to Grow, where you get to travel the world and learn about different cultures from the comfort of your home, maybe your car, or if you're half asleep, your bed. This is Austin, and I would like to start off by thanking all of you in advance for taking the time to download, listen, and hopefully leaving a review for this podcast. Quick challenge, who can be the first person to do it before my mom does? Now, my motivation to create this podcast was because I noticed a common issue, which was that most people, any age, gravitate towards people that look similar, speak the same language, or share similar ideas, which creates this community bubble. By listening to this podcast, I'm going to help you burst your community bubbles, but do it in a way that is not scary. Each episode will focus on one topic, and today's topic will be about high school end-of-year exams, since today is the very first day of AP exams. In a nutshell, AP exams stands for Advanced Placement Exams, which are designed to measure how well a student mastered content and skills of a specific subject. Most subjects are covered in the AP format. It just depends on what courses each school offers. Typically, a score of 3 or higher on the exam can earn students college credit. Good luck to you test takers. Now that you have a brief breakdown of how it is in the U.S., please listen to my 4 guests as they share how testing works in their country, Poland, Belarus, Mongolia, and Nepal. Also, be sure to listen to the end for a special bonus country. Enjoy!
Hello, my name is Aleksandra, but everyone calls me Ola. I'm 19 years old and I come from Poland. Basically, the whole education in Poland is connected with preparing for the last final exam, that is matura. And it usually starts at the beginning of May. And matura is very important because this is the exam that you are not able to apply for the university without. If you're not having this, and if you're not, and if you didn't pass it. So the whole point is that you have 3 subjects that you need to pass your exams. And I chose 4, but you can choose 2 or you can choose 3, however you prefer, from 1 to 6. You prepare your whole life to write matura, but you actually start preparing the beginning of the last year of your high school, and you start doing exams from the past years.
Hi, I'm Kira. I'm 15 years old. I'm from Belarus. Our exams in 9th grade, it's my grade, in my school, it's in the 2nd, in the 4th, and the 6th of June. I can't say that the organization is cool because a lot of changes in exams every year, and we can't be sure what will be in this year. I just know that we will have Russian, Belarusian, and math exams, and no more information. I just know the date and the subjects. That's all.
My name's Anoter, and I live in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. So for students who are graduating, we have 2 exams. The first one, which is a state exam. You have to take the state exam to graduate your school and get a diploma. It basically tests your high school knowledge and what you've learned throughout your 4 years. And the second one is the entrance exam. It is optional. You don't have to take it, but you do have to take it if you're planning to go to a university here in Mongolia. It is a very difficult exam. You do have to actually revise and remember what you've learned throughout your high school, like your whole high school years. And the senior year is kind of a year where you redo those things and remember how to solve those problems.
Hi everyone, I'm Samyam and I'm from Nepal. Right now I'm in the capital city of Nepal, Kathmandu, and currently I'm a high school senior. For high school, we have got +2 boards. Actually, for high school, for the senior and junior year, we call it +2. And in the end of our senior year, we give NEB examinations, which is a 75 marks written examination for each subject. We mostly focus for pen paper test or written test, there's really less marks weightage for practicals and all. We in Nepal, we mainly focus for memory capacity, to be honest, than actual intelligence and creativity.
Hello, everyone. I'm Macy, Austin's wife. And in China, actually, students took the Gaokao, which is a test that senior took to go to university. Well, when I took the exam, it lasted 3 days.
All right, I am back, and I hope you noticed the differences and similarities between the countries. As you heard from the student in Belarus, she had no idea what content would be on the exam. This is one way to prevent students from memorizing certain content for an exam. As an educator myself, I am not a huge fan of exams. I prefer project learning where skills are applied rather than memorizing details. But exams are a great tool to evaluate and differentiate students' ability. As you heard from the others, exams play an important role all over the world. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. I will have a new episode every other Monday. Bye-bye.